In this session, we're going to talk about Saint Charbel's writings on the center of the universe. He says, "The whole universe moves around the mystery of the cross. Man believes that the universe revolves around him personally, but the cross is the center of the universe. Therefore, he who wants to be at the center of the universe must be with the crucified on the cross. He who does not live the mystery of the cross cannot understand the mystery of the universe." Every human being has his own form and existence in space and time. He's like a piece of ice that someone tries to keep far from the fire so that it does not melt. What good is this piece of ice if it wants to preserve its form and its base at all costs? If the ice does not melt, it will not be able to soak into the earth, to water the land, and quench the thirst of human beings. Do not fear the fire that is capable of making you melt, to transform you into life-giving water that irrigates the earth. May your love be like the water that penetrates everywhere. Do not let it be like a rigid mass, as you yourself have thought of it, a useless form. Salt that does not dissolve is useless as a seasoning. Spoiled salt troubles the water and spoils the food. Good salt dissolves and disappears in water. It gives neither form nor color to the food, but heightens its flavor. You are the salt of the earth. If you make your life a private property, it will be in vain, whereas if you give it away, its value increases. It will reach its fullness when it is the property of all. Bread is the same, whether it is on the table of the rich or of the poor. Delicious bread, as it leaves the oven, does not try to find out who will eat it. A good man is a good loaf of bread. Without the cross, the man's story would be empty because it is fleeting. The cross lasts. The cross is what sanctifies you in time. For God, the beginning of creation and the end of the universe happen together in the present. If you sanctify the present moment of your life through love, you will realize the mystery of eternity. Through love, man dwells eternally in God. Sanctify time. Sanctify your life through love. Sanctify every moment of your life. Do not let the clock distract you, because you cannot stop it. You can only be ready when your hour arrives. If anyone removes God far from his life, his mind, and his heart, time will oppress him and hurl him into death. This does not mean that God does not exist. Rather, he himself is the one who no longer exists. As the light shows the eyes what exists, so Christ reveals existence to the mind and the heart. Without light, the human eye does not see what exists. Without Christ, man does not see existence. God created matter and put it in order. He created the intellect and put spirit into it and gave life. As reason grasps the order and understands matter through logic and analysis, the mind grasps the love of God and the secret of the universe by faith, prayer, and true worship, and gives life. There are flowers that we pick in the spring as a decoration, while others age and fade to provide new seeds in autumn. There are flowers that disperse their petals to the wind, and their perfume can be smelled far away and almost fills the earth. In every moment, God has placed his wisdom. Pray, therefore, to understand and to live according to his will, not to change it. The Father's will is always for your good. Perfume yourselves with the scent of oaks and thyme. Do not wear the colors of this world, and do not breathe forth its odors. The actions of God's hand in you are more important than anything this world can clothe you with, which will pass away. Walk at a steadfast pace on the path of sanctity. Let Christ live in you, and then you will live in the heart of the mystery of the universe, in the source of light. So that's what he says there.